Rhone-style wines. Last week, we talked about whites from California. This time, we're going to talk about reds as these wines. Now, Rhone Valley in France is famous, obviously, for Rhone grapes, but we're talking about California Rhones. And here, once again, Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist in our Wine of the Week. Good to have you back, Scott.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I am spectacular and waiting to hear more about Rhones from California. And as we mentioned last week, you talked about whites, had some good suggestions. Talk about reds and why they're so good.
Sure. You know, well, the Rhone Rangers, which is this group of winemakers that are dedicated to making wines out of Rhone-style wines from the Rhone Valley in France, were here in town last week. They brought a plethora of their wares. And I got to tell you, this has been going on for the movement about 20, 25 years. And this is the best I've tasted yet. And it's just fantastic. It's a little bit different than the Rhone style wines you get actually in France. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, they've come a long way and they are delicious wines.
All right. Well, let's get started. First on your list.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Châteauneuf-du-Pape, which is in the southern Rhone region. Mm-hmm. And there is an ersatz wine being made by these wonderful people at Eberly. Now, Eberly means small bore, but there's nothing boring about the 2010 Eberly wine, Côtes du Robles. Get it? Instead of Côtes du Rhone, Côtes du Robles, right? The multi-varied blend, Mourvèdre, Grenache, a little Syrah in there, supple and rich. Just beautiful scents of berry fruit, a little cedar on the nose, but then the luscious flavors of black cherry, a little tobacco, Asian spices. They just glide right over the tongue on a smooth, smoky finish. Great wine. Now, this is just $22, so less than an airfare to France.
Now, your next one plays up Grenache a little more, right?
It is. You know, Grenache is sort of the unsung hero of Rhone wines. Usually, it's the backup singer in wines, mm-hmm. but here it gets front stage. The 2011 Wrath, love this wine, Destruction Level Grenache. This is just showing off wonderful aromas, black cherry, blueberry jam, followed up by luscious flavors of kirsch, a little licorice, spice. Medium-bodied frame, but it's really a fruit-driven finish that rounds out this beautiful wine. $35.
Okay, Syrah grapes are important in a Rhone blend. What do you have there?
Absolutely, in the northern Rhone Valley, it's Syrah, Syrah, Syrah. Well, in Central Coast, it's Syrah, Syrah, Syrah. The 2012 QP Syrah from Central Coast. This is a new world winemaking with old world style. Just love this wine. Aromas of cherry, strawberry on the bouquet, and then these silky flavors of raspberry, strawberry, jammy red berry. They just keep building and building and building in the tongue. And then you get kind of this little bit of a seductive, intense fruit finish. Really shines. And what I love about this wine, $20.
Wow, $20.
Yeah, it's great wine.
You got one more Syrah, a little more pricey.
We'll do it pretty quickly here. Another Syrah from Ridge Vineyards, which they're sort of the prominent producer up in the Bay Area. 2009 Ridge Vineyards Linton Estate Syrah. This is a great value. It's a little pricey, but I love how much wine you get. Distinctive bouquet of candied cherry, dark plum, and then flavors of ripe cherry, blueberry on the tongue, a little hint of tobacco and cedar just buoys this beautiful finish. $35 and delicious.
Outstanding. Thanks so much, Scott. Enjoy the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know any kind of wine you want to drink with your next meal? He has it all for you on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.